Hello and welcome to Azo Nano News for the week commencing the 24th of November 2008, brought to you by azonano.com. My name is Stuart Cameron. This episode is brought to you by Micromeretics Instrument Corporation, providing a wide range of products for the physical characterization of materials. In this edition of Azo Nano News, as well as bringing you the latest news from the international nanotechnology industry, we'll hear how researchers are using terahertz radiation as a potential replacement for X-rays as a diagnostic tool, and how an unusual microorganism discovered in the open ocean may force scientists to rethink their understanding of how carbon and nitrogen cycle through ocean ecosystems. In this week's Azo Nano interview, Cameron Chai speaks to Nicholas Randall, Vice President, Business Development for CSM Instruments. These stories and more in this edition of Azo Nano News. Organic nanotubes could make rapid strides as functional nanomaterials in a new approach to nanoelectronics and biomedicine, because they can be made of easily varied and modified building blocks. Researchers at the Inha University in South Korea have recently developed nanotubes made of dendrons and cyclodextrins and have now successfully functionalized the surface of the tubes so that, among other things, they can be used to make biosensors for the detection of a specific protein. Dendron is the Greek word for tree, and dendrons are tree-shaped branched molecules. The researchers selected a molecular tree with four long hydrocarbon chains as branches. What makes this concept into a truly universal construction set is that the dendrons can easily be equipped with a large variety of functional groups, which then dangle out into the solution from the surface of the tubes. The team was thus able to attach special groups that like to bind gold nanoparticles. Nanotubes that are densely covered in metal particles could have interesting applications in nanoelectronics. Terahertz radiation is currently attracting considerable interest for imaging and sensor applications because it has the potential to supersede X-rays that are much more damaging. Terahertz radiation, however, has very low energy, which makes it challenging to detect. Now, researchers from Riken Advanced Science Institute in Waco have succeeded in developing a high-resolution and high-sensitivity THZ detector on a chip. THZ radiation offers several advantages over X-rays. As the energy of light is very low, THZ radiation is less damaging to materials. Similarly, THZ radiation is strongly absorbed by water, which means that soft tissues of the human body can be imaged by THZ rays. For these reasons, THZ imaging and detection is in strong demand in field as broad-ranging as biosensing and food inspection. The longest fuel cell-powered flight of a radio-controlled aerial vehicle has been achieved by students at the University of Michigan and engineers at Ann Arbor-based fuel cell manufacturer Adaptive Materials Incorporated. Their plane, named Endurance, flew for 10 hours, 15 minutes and 4 seconds in a flight that lasted from sunrise to sunset on October 30, 2008 at the Field of Dreams Park in Milan, Michigan. The previous world record, held by a California-based company, lasted just over 9 hours. The student Solar Bubbles team built the airframe, which has an 8-foot wingspan. Adaptive Materials funded the project and built the aerial vehicle's propane-powered solar oxide fuel cell. The Adaptive Materials fuel cell for the aerial vehicle was a hybrid battery system. Adaptive Materials has worked extensively in the air vehicle space and will work with Solar Bubbles to achieve a 20-hour test flight. Researchers in Missouri have borrowed the technology that living cells use to produce energy to develop a tiny self-powered sensor for rapid detection of hidden explosives. The experimental sensor, about the size of a postage stamp, represents the first of its kind to be powered by mitochondria, the microscopic powerhouses that provide energy to living cells. In the new study, researchers point out that today's explosive detectors are expensive, bulky, and complex. Society needs smaller, cheaper, simpler detection devices based on technology that perhaps could be incorporated into cell phones and portable digital music players. The scientists describe development of an experimental sensor built from a special biofuse cell, essentially a battery-like device consisting of a thin layer of mitochondria sandwiched between a carbon-based electrode and a gas-permeable electrode. In laboratory studies using nitrobenzene as a test compound, the sensors showed a significant boost in electrical power in the presence of the substance, demonstrating the sensor's potential for detecting TNT and related explosives. In research that may redefine earbuds, earphones, stereo loudspeakers, and other devices for producing sound, researchers in China are reporting development of flexible loudspeakers thinner than paper that might be inserted into the ears with an index finger or attached to clothing, walls, or windows. The scientists describe the development of super-thin carbon nanotube films that are capable of transmitting music and other sounds. In laboratory tests, the researchers mounted a thin CNT film onto two electrodes to form a simple loudspeaker. The speaker produced sound with the same excellent quality as conventional loudspeakers, but without magnets and moving compounds. They also demonstrated that the flexible film could be used just as effectively to play music from an iPod while pasted to a flexible waving flag. This technique might open new applications of and approaches to manufacturing loudspeakers and other acoustic devices. Theoretical physicist Uwe Thumm and his colleagues not only work with some of the smallest molecules in the universe, but they've now found a way to control the motion of the molecules' building blocks, electrons and nuclei. The collaborators have found a way to steer the movement of electrons in a hydrogen molecule using ultra-fast laser pulses. These pulses are so short that their duration is measured in attoseconds. That's 1/1,000,000,000th of a billionth of a second. In a recent research paper, the three collaborators explained how attosecond laser pulses can be used to direct the motion of an electron inside a hydrogen molecule, and what the measurable consequences of this control over the electron would be. As theoretical physicists, the researchers don't perform experiments, but instead simulate the outcome of present and future experiments by developing mathematical models. These models explain the nature of atoms, molecules, light, and their interactions in terms of mathematical equations that are solved with the help of powerful computers. For the past few years, Thumm and his colleagues studied what happens with the hydrogen molecular ion when it interacts with short laser pulses. They used hydrogen because it's the simplest molecule, although they've now extended their research toward the imaging and control of the much faster moving electrons. An unusual microorganism discovered in the open ocean may force scientists to rethink their understanding of how carbon and nitrogen cycle through ocean ecosystems. Researchers said the newly described organism seems to be an atypical member of the cyanobacteria, a group of photosynthetic bacteria formerly known as blue-green algae. This research has revealed a big surprise about the microbiology of the oceans and the complex integration of the ocean's nitrogen and carbon cycles. Unlike all other known free-living cyanobacteria, this one lacks some of the genes needed to carry out photosynthesis, the process by which plants use light energy to make sugars out of carbon dioxide and water. The mysterious microbe can do something very important, though. It provides a natural fertilizer to the oceans by fixing nitrogen from the atmosphere into a form usable by other organisms. Although 80% of the Earth's atmosphere is nitrogen, most organisms cannot use it unless it's fixed to other elements to make molecules like ammonia and nitrate. Because nitrogen is essential for all forms of life, nitrogen fixation is a major factor controlling overall biological productivity in the oceans. The new microbe is one of the most abundant nitrogen fixers in many parts of the ocean. University of Chicago scientists have induced electrons in the nanocrystals of semiconductors to cool more slowly by forcing them into a smaller volume. This has the potential to improve satellite communications and the generation of solar power. Slowing down the cooling of these electrons, in this case by more than 30 times, could lead to a better infrared laser source. This, in turn, could be used to increase the bandwidth of communication satellites, allowing for faster connections. Slower cooling of electrons in nanocrystals was first theorized in 1990, but no one has been able to observe this effect. Slow electron cooling in nanocrystals occurs because forcing the electrons into a smaller volume leads them to oscillate between their alternate extremes within a very short period of time. The electrons in the nanocrystals used in this experiment oscillated so fast that it became difficult for them to drag along the more sluggish vibrations of the nuclei. As a result, the energy stayed with the electrons for a longer period of time. A team of scientists at the University of Leeds in the UK has invented a biosensor device that can identify diseases using nanotechnology. The device, which may revolutionise the science of diagnosis, uses antibodies to detect biomarkers, molecules in the body used to identify disease. The aim of the ambitious project is to reduce diagnosis time to 15 minutes. The new invention may be on sale in just 3 years. The new device is currently the size of a credit card payment machine, but the researchers plan to slim it down to the size of a mobile phone. It uses nanotechnology to detect biomarkers in blood or urine. It then gives a yes or no answer to the presence of a particular disease. Different microchips are inserted into the device to test for different diseases. The device could be used to identify a wide variety of diseases, including prostate and ovarian cancer, strokes, heart disease, multiple sclerosis, and fungal infections. The researchers believe that it could also be versatile enough to detect tuberculosis and HIV. Its swiftness of response will mean both faster diagnosis of disease and referral to consultants. Scientists at the National Institute of Standards and Technology have developed a radical new method of focusing a stream of ions into a point as small as 1 nanometer. Because of the versatility of their approach, it can be used with a wide range of ions tailored to the task at hand. It's expected to have broad application in nanotechnology, both for carving smaller features on semiconductor than now possible and for non-destructive imaging of nanoscale structures with finer resolution than currently possible with electron microscopes. Researchers and manufacturers routinely use intense, focused beams of ions to carve nanometer-sized features into a wide variety of targets. In principle, ion beams also could produce better images of nanoscale surface features than conventional electron microscopy. But the current technology for both applications is problematic. The NIST team took a completely different approach to generating a focused ion beam that opens up the possibility for use of non-contaminating elements. Instead of starting with a sharp metal point, they generate a small cloud of atoms and then combine magnetic fields with laser light to trap and cool these atoms to extremely low temperatures. Another laser is used to ionize the atoms, and the charged particles are accelerated through a small hole to create a small but energetic beam of ions. You're listening to Azo Nano News, brought to you by Micromeritics Instrument Corporation, providing a wide range of products for the physical characterization of materials. Micromeritics was founded over 45 years ago to fulfill the analytical instrumentation needs of industrial and academic laboratories involved in the emerging field of particle science and technology. The company manufactures a broad line of automated analytical laboratory instruments that measure the physical characteristics of powders and solids for fundamental research, product development, quality assurance and control, production and process control applications, including the expanding area of nanoscience. Physical characteristics that can be determined include particle size, particle count, particle shape, surface area, pore volume, pore size and pore size distribution, absolute density, envelope density and bulk density, catalytic activity, active surface area and strength of absorption sites. Micromeritics also operates Micromeritics Analytical Services, which provides sample analyses on a contract basis. With the US corporate headquarters in Norcross, Atlanta, Georgia, Micromeritics has an extensive worldwide sales and service network. The company operates direct offices located in the United States, England, Germany, Belgium, France, Italy, and China. In addition, the company's customers are served by a specially trained local representative network covering over 65 countries who both sell and service Micromeritics instruments. Internationally, Micromeritics has provided physical characterization instruments and application support to most of the world's top industrial companies and academic institutions whose applications include ceramics, clays, pharmaceuticals, catalysts and catalyst support systems, pigments, plastics, paper coatings, geological cores and metal powers, to name a few. For more information on Micromeritics and its broad line of analytical instruments and services, visit www.micromeritics.com. In this week's Azo Nano interview, Cameron Chai speaks to Nicholas Randall, Vice President, Business Development of CSM Instruments, about their tabletop indentation tester that can be controlled via a test protocol stored on a USB memory stick.
This is Cameron Chai here from azom.com at the MS&T Trade Show in Detroit, and I've got with me now Nicholas Randall from CSM Instruments. How's the trade show going for you so far, Nicholas?
Very good.
Getting lots of people with lots of interest in machines?
Yeah, we've had a very busy day on the booth. Very busy.
Good to hear. So for anybody who's never heard of CSM before, just quickly, what do you guys do?
So we make a range of instruments for mechanical properties testing. So the three main groups, one is indentation testing, micro and nano scale. One is scratch testing for measuring the adhesion of coatings. And the third is tribology testing for measuring the friction and wear of materials in contact.
Sounds like a fair range of materials, the testing type applications you have there, and lots of stuff to do with the motor industry we're in the heart of here in Detroit.
Absolutely. So our applications are very wide and varied, but particularly in the automotive industry, anything that's coated, we test. So we measure the mechanical properties of any coated item. That can be tappets, it can be drivetrain, it can be the aesthetic coatings on the interiors of cars, it can be the exterior varnish. You know, how easy does your car paint get scratched? And if it does get scratched, how fast does it recover viscoelastically? These are all parameters that we can measure with our machines with nanoscale precision and resolution.
Sounds great. Now, you've got a new machine over here that I saw. Tabletop nano indentation tester. What can you tell me about that?
So we've been making nano indentation testers for probably over 10 years, but they're all rather large and bulky machines. Our new instrument is a tabletop nano indenter, so it means it's much smaller and more compact. You can have it on a tabletop. You don't need to have a PC control. We actually have control through a USB interface. So I can set up a test protocol, give you the USB stick. You'll just walk over to the machine, stick in the stick and press start, and it will automatically do the test.
It's pretty impressive.
For industrial quality control, this is what companies want. They don't want something that's very complicated, that costs them, you know, a PhD to run. They want a simple machine that a technician can put a component that's coated on, make a simple and easy test, and then feed the data back to central R&D or whoever's interested. So it's very compact. It's also much cheaper. Typically, nano indentation testers go for over 100K. This sort of machine is well under that, you know, in the sort of 60-70K regime.
So have you had much luck selling these machines so far?
We've just started selling them, and we've had a few orders in already, so I think they're going to be quite popular.
And they're obviously quite small. It looks like it only takes up a footprint on the table of what's that, by like about 50 by 50 centimetres?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
That's quite small, really, in terms of industrial testing equipment.
Absolutely, yeah. Small and compact. Well, that's pretty much it.
Is it the automotive guys that have been picking these up at the moment?
Yeah, automotive people doing job coating. So small to mid-sized companies that perhaps can't afford a fully automated platform and don't need it, but have, you know, the budget to buy a smaller system to have on the shop floor. And as each batch of coated components comes out, they can measure the hardness and elastic modulus.
And so before you were telling about some other applications. Other applications like semiconductors, photovoltaics?
Yes, so anything that's coated with a thin, and by thin I mean nanometer to a few micron thick coating, would be an application for our instruments. So that can range from semiconductor coatings, so gold, copper, these thin films, metallized layers, PVD, CVD coatings, cutting tools. You buy drill bits in Home Depot, they're covered in a titanium nitride coating, which is 3 microns thick. That's a typical application for our measurement machines. Also iron implanted layers, aesthetic coatings, cheap doorknobs. They're all TIN coated plastics now. So really anything that's coated. optical coatings as well, spectacle lenses.
Sounds like a great market that you've opened up there.
Yeah, and it's we're finding new applications every day.
That's great. Right then, Nicholas, thanks very much for spending a few minutes with us, and I hope that the rest of the trade show goes well for you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Azo Nano News, brought to you by Micromeritics Instrument Corporation, providing a wide range of products for the physical characterization of materials. Azo Nano Business News. Asylum Research, the technology leader in atomic force scanning probe microscopy, announced today that it's introduced the Cypher AFM, the industry's first completely new small sample AFM SPM in over a decade. Cypher is the world's highest resolution AFM, providing more capability, more control, and more modularity with unprecedented ease of use. The Cypher AFM achieves closed-loop atomic resolution using sensors in all three axes, combining the accuracy and control of closed-loop with the power of atomic resolution for the most accurate images and measurements possible today. Manchester-based NanoCo Technologies, manufacturer of heavy metal-free quantum dots, has won the UKTI Business Innovation Award in the category of Clean Technologies. The award was presented at the UK Nano Forum event run by the UK Trade and Industry. Global supercomputer leader Cray Incorporated today announced that the Japan Advanced Institute of Science and Technology has selected the new Cray XT5 supercomputer as the main system for its high-performance computing facility. This will be the first Cray XT5 system in Japan to utilize Cray's recently introduced EcoFlex liquid cooling technology. FEI Company, a leading provider of atomic-scale imaging and analysis systems, today released its new True Crystal Strain Analysis Package that can be installed on a Titan or Tech-Ni scanning transmission electron microscope system. The new automated strain analysis package allows engineers to achieve highly accurate measurements in a fraction of the time of existing techniques. Carl Zeiss SMT, a leading provider of electron and ion beam imaging and analysis equipment, was honoured recently with a prestigious R&D 100 award for one of the 100 most technologically significant new products in 2008. R&D magazine recognised Carl Zeiss SMT's new Orion helium ion microscope for its ability to produce images showing features never seen before. Altogen Biosystems announced the launch of novel nanoparticle-based transfection reagent for use in laboratories and research facilities for animal testing. Transfection is one of the major laboratory methods used to introduce DNA and RNA molecules into cells and tissues. This technique makes it possible to cross the cellular barriers and deliver a gene or a small interfering RNA into the cells for research or therapeutic purposes. Thomas Swan & Co. Ltd. has announced that the United States Environmental Protection Agency has granted an approval for manufacture and sale of the company's high-purity Elicarb SW single-walled carbon nanotube product, following a comprehensive review with the specialist manufacturer. This is the first consent order for a pre-manufacturing notice from the EPA for single-walled carbon nanotubes, and when combined with last month's consent order for the company's multi-wall products, means that Thomas Swan is the only organisation currently licensed to sell commercial quantities of carbon nanotubes in the USA. Well, that was Azo Nano News for the week commencing the 24th of November 2008. This episode was brought to you by Micromeritics Instrument Corporation, providing a wide range of products for the physical characterization of materials. If you have any nano courses, events, or exhibitions you'd like to promote to a global nanotech audience, don't forget you can list them for free at azonano.com. To read expanded versions of the stories you've heard about in this podcast, or to stay in touch with the world of nanotechnology, please visit www.azonano.com. If you'd like to send us feedback or let us know about nanotechnology news in your part of the world, please email us at podcast@azonano.com. I'm Stuart Cameron. Thanks for listening.